Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And we heard the story of Regina Elsie, who ultimately, beautiful young 20-year-old, who lost her life in that plant. Her mom joins us right now from Valley, Alabama, Angel Ogle. Ms. Ogle, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Tom.
I know that Regina had bigger plans. I mean, she changed her course, but she had big dreams. What were her original dreams, Angel?
She wanted to be a pediatrician.
And she went to work in the
going
in
back
the
to college.
Yeah, she went to work in the plant. What? She fell in love and sort of decided let's just make a living for a while here.
Yeah, they were. It was really the only job that she could get right now through the temp service. So she went to work there, and they decided to just do that for now, and then eventually she would go back to college and do what she wanted. But she had a car payment, and they had a wedding coming up. And
What did she tell you about the? What did she tell you about the work at the plant, Angel? When she began,
it was pretty tough. She liked the people that she worked with, but the hours were long. She always come by the house to get her feet rubbed because I massaged her feet every day. Because they hurt. She worked 12-hour shifts, sometimes 7 days a week. Hardly ever seen her. She's always so tired.
12-hour shifts, 7 days a week. That sounds... Is that typical?
For them, yeah.
Were you surprised? I mean, there's the terrible story, and it's well known by now, and I'm so sorry for... I'm sure everyone listening is for the terrible loss your family took. But were you surprised that Angel jumped in when things broke down and nobody else was fixing it? Were you surprised? I mean, that Regina jumped in to try and get things going?
No, because she liked to work. She liked to stay busy and get things done. And when nobody come for help, she did what she thought she needed to do because that's what she was told to do.
How did...
You know, I've worked in them plants. If something stops, you try to fix it. If maintenance doesn't come. I mean, they want their lines going.
You know, when a lot of people traditionally in this country think about working in the automobile industry, it's not easy work, but those were considered pretty good jobs when it was Detroit and, you know, in the golden age of American automotive manufacturing. What about now? How do you look at these jobs in Alabama, Ms. Ogle?
I think that what we have here now is they come over here and they start their business and they don't give a crap about Americans. They just care about their product and that's all they want out. Had they done their job, I'd still have my child.
How do you keep your beautiful memories of Regina with you and alive?
I wear a necklace that belonged to her. I have her car. She was the last one to touch it, so I decided to keep it. And I have tons of pictures all over my house of her.
How did the company...
The only way I get to see her, there's videos of her talking and laughing.
It's not anywhere near the same. How did the company respond when this happened?
I have not heard from the company. We got one single little bitty fake flower at her funeral. I mean, it's not that I want their I'm sorry, because I don't care less about their I'm sorry, but we haven't got an I'm sorry, nothing. We haven't heard anything.
Angel Ogle, you had a beautiful daughter. And
thank you.
I'm so sorry that her life was cut short. We wish your family well, and we're grateful to you for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Thank you.
It makes the human cost of this when things go wrong very real, and I'm sorry you have had to bear that. But thank you for joining us.